Blog Talk Radio.
With the vision to bring hope, healing, and encouragement to those who are hurting, lost, or hopeless.
The word hazak is a Hebrew word. It means to make or be strong, to strengthen, to sustain, to support, and to encourage. We hope that you, our listeners, will be encouraged with our message this morning.
And at the end of the program, that'll be at the bottom of the half of the hour here, if you've got a question or comment that you'd like to share, we encourage you to please feel free to give us a call. You can reach us here and Montel by calling 347-308-8837. Grab your pen and your paper. I'll give you that phone number again. It's 347-308-8837. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Before we start, let's open the program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to connect with so many other believers. Lord, I pray for this program today. I pray for protection for Montel. I pray for the healing of her relatives. And Lord, I just pray for Reaching Out Radio and pray against any technical difficulties, against any demonic powers in the airwaves. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, greetings from the hill in New Ulm, Texas.
Good morning, y'all.
And before we get started, Lee and I just want to share with you just a couple of important reminders with regards to our topic and our discussion for today.
Our hope and prayer is that this show will be informative, educational, and that it should provide you, the listener, with some great ideas to help you in your daily walk with the Lord. So, Brian, let's get started.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land.
Whoa, Fouts, you are not Peter, Paul, or Mary. So why are you singing this?
Well, hey, in 1962, Peter, Paul, and Mary released their hit song, If I Had a Hammer.
I loved that song. In fact, Peter, Paul, and Mary were one of my favorite groups.
Yes, I know. And also on this date, sadly, the funeral services were held for the king. That is, Elvis Presley, that is, at his former home in Graceland.
Well, that's something I did not know. Thank you very much.
And on August the 18th in 1533, the Jewish history reports that the Queen of Poland granted the Jews of Pinsk all of the rights already granted to the Jews of Lithuania.
Well, who knew besides you?
And here's something just for you ladies this morning. It was in 1904 that Max Factor Sr. had moved to the United States. And he opened up a small perfume and cosmetic concession at the St. Louis World's Fair. And over time, this would grow into what is now known as the Max Factor Company, one of the leading makers of cosmetics in the world.
So I guess this was the first official cover-up story in the USA?
Now that was funny. Now here's something else that's interesting in history just for you.
Is this about sports?
No. That'll be yours for a little bit later. But in 1872, a young man who was a traveling salesman of dry goods was concerned over the plight of the many rural Midwestern Americans.
Hmm.
He thought that these people in the Midwest were being overcharged and underserved by many of the small-town retailers on whom that they had to rely on for their general merchandise. So this man started the very first mail order catalog from his new company, appropriately named after himself, Montgomery Ward. Mr. Ward offered his rural customers a far larger stock than generally that was available in small towns and at a lower price. And his new free catalog was printed by the most modern methods and was widely mailed to his customers, allowing them to actually see pictures of the consumers that they could buy, and they could imagine how they might be used.
Oh, yes. And as Paul Harvey used to say, and now you know the rest of the story.
So, Leah, do you have something interesting to share with our listeners this morning?
Yes, I do. And this is an important date in history for us women.
Oh, just for you women, eh? So what's that?
Well, in 1920, the Tennessee state legislator approved the 19th Amendment. This action would provide the final ratification necessary to add the amendment that gave women the right to vote.
And as they say, the rest is history, and they've just been a-voting ever since.
So did you have something else special to share?
Well, yes, I did. On this date in 1888, the first World Beauty Contest was held in Belgium, and an 18-year-old West Indian woman won the contest.
Wow. So did they have a swimsuit model that year?
No, I don't even think they allowed them to go swimming.
Yeah.
You're just too funny. So, here it is. It's time for the sports wrap-up. Anything from the sports world, my dear?
Well, today, ladies, you are being so silly today. In 1923, the 37th U.S. women's tennis match was held, and the winner was Helen Wills Moody, who would beat Mala Mallory 6-2 and 6-1.
Wow, now that was a real swinger.
Oh, okay, Brian. Was there something else you wanted to share?
Well, yes, I did. To top off the icing of our cake of history today, in 1919, a trademark was given to a brand new company, and that company made their very first sale on what is now known as the Hostess Cupcake.
Mm.
And Hostess is better known for its other brand that was made called Twinkies, which
was first
made in 1930.
Wow, who knew? So that's how Twinkies got started. Yum, I'm hungry for one now.
Yep.
So, Brian, what are we going to share with our listeners today?
Well, today we're going to start a brand new series called The Battle of the Seven Ites.
Yikes. Did you say ites?
Yes, dear. I said ites.
Okay. Well, I'm still armored up from our last series, and I know this will be a great study to share with our listeners as well.
And so today we're going to be sharing how God's chosen people had to fight the seven nation of ites. And we're also going to share how we, as Christians, have our very special group of ites that we will have to face. And as we, too, enter that promised land. And it's that land that the Lord has promised to us. So, Leah, why don't you get us started this morning?
I'd love to. So, everyone, grab your Bibles. Or if you're on your computer or have your iPad with you, turn to your favorite Bible program or website link, then go to Deuteronomy chapter 7. We're starting with the first verse.
And again, we'd like to remind our listeners that we'll be using the New American Standard Bible to share our verses with, unless we have found a different translation to use. So with that, Leah, it's all yours.
Okay. We are reading from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Here's what it says. When the Lord your God brings you into the land where you are entering to possess it, and clears away many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and stronger than you. And then when the Lord your God delivers them before you and you defeat them, then you shall utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them and show no favor to them.
Now, before we dig in, here's a little background on the book of Deuteronomy. And I found this really great insight from Dr. Constable. And throughout today's program, you'll probably hear us mention his name several times. Because each week as we dig in, we always find different commentaries to use to share because we feel that you, the listener, really need to hear some really great things about the Bible and the book. Now, he says that Moses evidently wrote this book on the plains of Moab shortly before his death, which occurred about 1406 BC. So first off, who were these nations and why were they mentioned?
Gosh, I know that you did some work on this, so you can share that part.
Okay, but first, I want to go back and let's take a closer look at verse 1.
Okay. When the Lord your God brings you into the land where you are entering to possess it and clears away many nations before you.
Ah, and what did you find out about this week about that word bring?
Well, I found out that this word bring means to come with something or someone to a place. Well, duh. Okay, it also means to cause someone or something to come to you and to cause something to exist, to happen, or to start.
Now, that word bring in the Hebrew language is really interesting. It's the word bow.
Hey, our daughter Victoria had some bears. One was named Big Bo, and the other was Bo.
Yes, and I know, and her favorite was Baby Bebo.
Yes.
But we're not talking about Bo the bears here.
Okay, so what did this word mean in Hebrew?
Well, that word bo means to go in, it means to enter, it means to come in, or it means to come with or to go, to come back in again, to come upon, to fall, and to attack. But it also means to attain, and this was pretty cool, it means, and to come to pass.
Gosh, that's a lot for just a little word.
Yep. Now, the next word in that phrase was where you were entering to possess it. Leah, what does that word possess mean?
The word possess means to have or own something. It also means to show a particular quality or ability or skill.
Wow.
But wait, there's more.
There's more?
Yes, there's more. It means to enter into and control someone, to have and hold as property, to seize and take control, and to take into one's possession.
Now that was pretty deep, Leah.
So, Brian, I know that you looked up that word in Hebrew.
Well, you know me too well, dear.
So what did you find?
Well, this was pretty cool. Now, that word in Hebrew is yathas, and it means to seize. It means to take possession of or to inherit. It also means to occupy, and it means to be an heir.
I like that last part, to be an heir.
Ah, yes, me too.
You mentioned something at the beginning of the show. So who were these nations anyway, and why were they mentioned?
Well, that's a great question, Leah. And in this series, we will be talking about who these people were and why God used them as part of Jewish history.
Hmm.
Now, in order to do this, we also want to share with you something very, very special about God. You know, in a number of the verses throughout the Bible, God will consistently show us three different things. He'll show us his promise, he will show us his plan, and he will show us his process.
And Brian, his promise, his plan, and process should be constant reminders of who he is, so that when you're in doubt, remember his promise.
Oh, that's cool.
In Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, in the Amplified Bible, it says, "Be strong, courageous, and firm. Fear not, nor be in terror before them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you."
Oh, I just love that. Be strong and be courageous. But before God told his chosen people about going into the promised land, he gave them this word. And this is from Exodus 3, verses 7 and 8. And I'm going to read this one from the New International Version.
Okay.
"The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the land of the Egyptians and to bring them up and out of that land into a good and spacious land, flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites."
Wow. The people were slaves to the Egyptians, and the Lord God gave them a word that they would be rescued and delivered from their masters. Now, that is pretty awesome.
And here's something really interesting about the slaves, and this was from the Walvoord Zoot commentary. They said that the purpose of the deliverance was that Israel might worship God.
Okay. I read in that same commentary that the Hebrew word for slave is abad, A-B-A-D. Israel had been slaves of Egypt, and Egypt was known as the land of slavery, or house of slaves.
You are absolutely correct, Leah. And the commentary finished with this: having served as slaves to the Egyptians, Israel was now to serve the Lord, worshiping him as his subjects. Now that is powerful.
And as a reminder to us that we, as Christians, are to worship Jesus as our Lord and King.
And Leah, I'd like for you to reread that first part of that verse from Exodus 3:8.
Okay. It reads, "So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians."
Now, here again, that same Walvoord Zoot commentary shared this: "Here the angel of the Lord is clearly God, and he was not an angelic messenger, but actually God himself."
Oh, that is just too cool.
So, Leah, in that same verse that you just read, it said that God came down to rescue them, his people, from the land of the Egyptians. So let's talk a little bit about that word and what it really means.
Before I read this, I'd like to share with our listeners that this same word rescue can also mean deliverance.
That's right, Leah. Because we've noticed that some of the other Bible translations, instead of using rescue, will use the word deliverance.
Mm-hmm. So I looked this up in the dictionary, and the word rescue actually means to be free from danger, from imprisonment or difficulty, and to save, an act of rescuing or deliverance.
Now, here again, that same word in the Hebrew for rescue is the word shuv, and it means to turn back. It means to return, or it means to go back. It also means to bring back. It also means to, this was cool, restore, to refresh, and to repair.
Wow. And just in case you wanted to know, the Hebrew word for deliver is natsal. And this was really neat. It means to snatch away, to deliver, rescue, save, strip, plunder, and it also means to be plucked out.
Wow, plucked out.
But the one definition I found most interesting was that deliver means to deliver from sin and guilt.
Now, that's cool. And, you know, I also found that there is one more Hebrew word for that word rescue, and it's the word padah, which means to ransom, to redeem, and to rescue, and to deliver.
Brian, I found this great verse as a reminder to all of us who fall short of the glory of God, which, by the way, is all of us, that when we mess up, we can go to our Father and ask for forgiveness. This verse is Psalm 34, verse 33. From the Amplified Bible, it says, "The Lord redeems the lives of his servants, and none of those who take refuge and trust in him shall be condemned or held guilty."
And, you know, Leah, here's something to think about this morning about deliverance and being rescued. When we repent in that we ask for forgiveness of our sins, we are then delivered from that sin. And then we should worship Yahweh or the Lord Jesus Christ.
There is power in the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Now, that was something really great to share with our listeners this morning. Now, back in Exodus 3:8, the next part of that verse says that the Lord would bring them to a land of milk and honey.
So, Brian, do you think that when the people entered Israel that there were just rivers of milk and honey dripping off of the trees?
No, there weren't rivers of milk.
So what were they?
Well, I think I'll let the commentary from the Walvoord Zook commentary share that for us. He says, "The description of Canaan as a land flowing with milk and honey is a common biblical one. It pictures an abundance of grass, fruit trees, and flowers where the cows and the goats and the bees thrive, and where the beasts drink, the food abound." And the operative word in that description is flowing. There is a picture of land in contrast to Egypt, where sedentary farming was common. Now, in Canaan, the Israelites would experience a different form of life, namely a pastoral lifestyle. Canaan depended upon the rainfall to come in, whereas Egypt did not, because Egypt depended upon the Nile River.
That was pretty interesting.
So what else did you want to share about our study this morning, my dear?
Well, God also spelled out the boundaries of where they were to go and live.
Well, that's right, Leah. And here are some interesting verses that God talked about the boundaries of Israel.
So where are you reading from for this?
Well, this is from Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 through 21. And I'm going to read this from the Amplified.
Okay.
It says, "On the same day the Lord made a covenant, a promise or a pledge with Abram, saying, 'To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.'"
Wow, that was a great promise. I love the way the Lord spelled out the boundaries so perfectly.
Well, and what's interesting, too, is that when you look at the borders in the Old Testament times, their borders with the whole country was actually just a little bit bigger than our own state of New Jersey.
Huh.
So, and here is a passage from Exodus 23, verse 31 on boundaries.
Oh, can I do this one, please?
Okay, since you put it that way, go ahead.
This is from Exodus 23, verse 31 from the New International Version. "I will establish your borders from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea, and from the desert to the Euphrates River. I will give into your hands the people who live in the land, and you will drive them out before you.
You know, and even in the Psalms, the Lord reminded his people of his covenant and the boundaries. And this is from Psalm 105, verses 8 through 11. And so, Leah, why don't you give me a hand reading this one this morning?
Okay.
He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac.
Then he confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance.
That's right. And even after the children of Israel became guilty of backsliding, they were then punished, and then later they were scattered abroad. God gave them his promise to return them back to their land in the future.
This promise is found in Ezekiel 36, verses 24, 27, and 28. For I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. You will live in the land that I gave to your forefathers, so you will be my people, and I will be your God.
What a great promise
mm-hmm.
from our Lord. And this is really important because in our life, as we learn to follow him, there will be times that we will ask the Lord where he wants us to be. Not all of us are going to do this, but there will be some who will actually ask God, hey, where do you want me to be?
Brian, that is a great point. In fact, in 2009, we attended an amazing teaching conference by Marty and Kathy Gabler in Conroe, Texas. Marty shared that in the Old Testament times, people who were looking for God, or Yahweh, had to go and find the altar. When they found the altar, they found God. And he would then tell them where to place their tents with other people and provide a well for their resources.
Oh, boy, do I remember that. It was so neat to hear. But then Marty went on to share this. He said that people today live totally contrary to God's will. Boy, that just hit me up the side of the head when he said that.
Yes, sir.
And he said that they go back and that they start today, that they go and they start to look for the job first
mm-hmm.
or the well. Then after they find their job, then they'll go look for a place to live or a place to pitch their tents. And this was kind of interesting. And then, and possibly then, and maybe then they'll start to look for a church to attend to.
Boy, did that one hit me. Talk about a wake-up call.
And it was a wake-up call for me, too. And because of this, this would be a turning point for both of us. We looked for the altar first, and God took us on an amazing journey that we are still on today.
And this journey brought us to our promised land.
Amen to that. And out here on the hill is our promised land.
Brian, why don't we start with understanding who these people were?
Okay. Now, Moses mentioned seven different nations in Deuteronomy 7, verse 1. Seven different nations. But as we did some digging throughout the Old Testament, we would find that in some places, only five nations were mentioned. And
right.
other places, we found as many as 10 nations. But I found this really great quote from Dr. Constable. He said, perhaps Moses named seven here for rhetorical purposes, seven being a number that indicates completion or fullness.
Ah, the number seven. Now that's cool.
Okay, so looking back at Deuteronomy 7, verse 1, the first nation mentioned here are the Hittites.
Okay, so who were these people?
Well, these people actually came from Asia Minor. And they were an aggressive people, and they really liked their gods.
I read that the Hittites are mentioned more than 50 times in the Bible. And, hey, this was cool, they were descended from Heth, the son of Canaan, the great-grandson of Noah.
Oh, yeah, Noah. Well, we're going to talk about Noah's son, Ham, later in this series. But now the Hittites ruled the area of Syria and eastern Turkey, and they battled with Egypt and Babylon for territory. Babylonians and Assyrian records actually refer to Syria and Palestine as, are you ready for this? Hattie Land. And in Joshua 1:4, he includes them and their territories a great part of the promised land for Israel.
You are right, Brian. And here's something else that most of the listeners might remember about the Hittites. Abraham was well acquainted with the Hittites. This is from Genesis 23, verses 19 and 20. After this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field at Machpelah, facing Mamre, that is, Hebron, in the land of Canaan. So the field and the cave that is in it were deeded over to Abraham for a burial site by the sons of Heth.
And we're also told that Esau married into the Hittite families, and this is from Genesis 26, verses 34 and 35. It reads, now Esau was 40 years old when he took as his wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. And they made life bitter and a grief of mind and a grief of spirit for Isaac and Rebekah, their parents-in-law.
One of David's mighty men was Uriah the Hittite.
Oh, yeah, Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba. Well, that didn't work out too well for him later, did it?
Nope. Also, the Hittites are mentioned throughout the kingdom years and even after the Jews returned from captivity.
And here's another great commentary that I found on the nation known as the Hittites. They were a pagan nation. They were obsessed with worshiping a multitude of different gods. And get this, some of these gods were related to nature, you know, like the wind, the fire, the ice, the sky, the thunder, the earth, the trees, and dozens of other nature entities. And part of the reason that God wanted the Hittites out of the promised land was so they wouldn't pollute the Israelites' worship and mix their false pagan gods with the one true God.
That's right. God gave the children of Israel a direct command in dealing with the Hittites or Hittites. This is from Exodus 23, verses 23 through 25. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I will completely destroy them. You shall not worship their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their deeds, but you shall utterly overthrow them and break their sacred pillars in pieces.
Wow, what a command by the Lord our God.
Yeah, he didn't like them very much.
No. And we also need to take stock of any idols that we might have in our own life, in our car, in our portfolio, and as they say, toss them out. And we need to keep ourselves immersed in God's word and let him show us the way out of the wilderness and into the promised land. I'm Brian Fouts.
And I'm Leah Fouts.
And we are with Hazak Ministries, an encouragement ministry here in New Ulm, Texas.
And just as a reminder, we've written a book on how we got started on our journey into ministry. It's called From Misery to Ministry, A Walk of Faith Through the Loss of a Loved One. It's a wonderful book that brings hope, healing, and encouragement to those who've lost a loved one. It's easy to read, and it will make an impact in your life. The book is available in both paperback and a special edition hardbound copy. We even have an audio book.
Oh, yes.
And yes, Brian and I recorded the audio book. You can learn more on how to order this book by visiting our website at www.hazakministries.com. That website address again is www.hazakministries.com.
And isn't there something else they should know, my bride?
Oh, yeah. If you order the book from our website, Brian and I will personally sign your book or books. We ship the books first class so that you have them in 2 to 3 days. And if you buy one for a friend, We can ship the book to their address from here for you. They make great gifts.
Oh, thank you, Leah. And if you'd like for Leah or myself to come and speak at your church or to your men's or women's group or a special event, you can contact us at 832-878-8043. That number again is 832-878-8043. And you can also reach us on our landline out here in the country at 979-357-2215. That number again is 979-357-2215. And we also want to thank you, the listeners of Reaching Out Radio, for tuning in this morning and for all that you do who support this radio station and the ministries that partner with the station. It's been an honor for us to be a featured guest here with Evangelist Montel Fields on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Thank you again, and remember, be strong and be Hazak. And as we'd mentioned earlier at the beginning of the program, now is the time. If you got a question or comment that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. So you can call in and talk to either Evangelist Montel, Lear, or myself. So grab a pen and a piece of paper, and here is the phone number. That phone number is 347-308-8837. Again, that phone number is 347-308-8837. And when you reach that, I think Montel's going to tell you to press 1 so that you can be connected to her. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Brian. And now back to you, Montel.
Thank you both very much. I'm so excited in your new teaching. I enjoyed Armored Up so much and was a perfect time for situations that are going on in our life. And I love your enthusiasm and how you teach the Word of God and all the different insight and the in-depth study you do to bring forth the Word of God in such a great way.
Thank you. It's all Him.
And again, if you would like to talk to your host, have a question, prayer request, comment, whatever it might be, again, Brian shared the number 347-308-8837 and press 1. And I do see my beautiful sister in Christ, Mary, is on with me this morning. I haven't got to talk to her much lately with everything that's been going on. And Sister Mary, if you have a question or would like to talk to Brian or myself and Leah, please just press 1 and we'll open up your mic and welcome you. And I know that I've been off air a little bit, and I know that's kind of throwed people off, and I apologize for that, but I've had situations, as everyone knows, going on with my mother, and I do see Sister Mary has a comment, so I'm going to open up her line and welcome her to the broadcast.
Good morning, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord. How's everybody today?
Oh, we're blessed now that we hear your sweet voice.
You bet.
Well, Praise the Lord. What a great program. And just keep on doing it. And God is faithful. And he's just doing it, I tell you. And, y'all are such a blessing. And I know people are getting healed, saved, and delivered and made free. And we just can't go wrong. Just keep on going in the Lord every day, doing what God wants us to do. And for Evangelist Montel, you know, God have everything also in His hand. Praise God.
He's our
soon coming King, you know. And He have the plan. Praise God. But, you know, I just want to say, my, what a beautiful word today. And God is so good. And I will be ordering a book one day. Yes, I will.
That works.
Well, that's good. Amen. Well, we appreciate the encouragement, and it's just one extra thing that helps us, that the Lord shows us that we're on the right track, doing the right thing, and we enjoy doing this radio show. We have a lot of fun preparing for it.
And God good, and the interview and your wife is a great couple, Hear and see y'all working together. My God, what a beautiful, beautiful couple to be working together, for the Lord like that. Just so great.
She's a special kind of woman.
Well,
I had to move to Texas to find the right woman for me, so.
That's great.
You bet.
I love that. Amen. Praise the Lord.
How have you been, Mary?
I'm doing doing good right now. I'm in Minnesota and with my daughter, and came for a week, and I'm stuck here now for 3 weeks, which is okay.
Oh, you're stuck.
Well, yes, if okay. It was October, December, I figured you'd be stuck because of the snow.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you just enjoy every minute you can spend with your daughter, and if you have grandkids there, enjoy.
Yeah, we had a friend of ours that used to play with the Daystar Project band, a guy by the name of Stephen Coffey, who's got relatives up in northern Minnesota. And
beautiful.
Just about the time that June would roll around, the next thing we knew, you know, he used to say he'd be gone the last couple of weeks of July, but it started to get right around the last part of June. He'd be gone until like September.
Yep.
Until the ice started to come in.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. So anyway, I do get to minister here Sunday in a little church here Sunday. So praise the Lord.
Praise God. That's great.
Yeah.
So we'll be praying for you. What's the name of the church that you'll be ministering so we can lift you up in prayer?
You know what? My daughter didn't tell me. A lot of times people have been getting healed and delivered, you know. And she didn't tell me. The lady just opened up because I guess my kids normally just talk about me off and on a lot in a way. And the lady wanted her to ask me to come and minister at their church Sunday, and I will. And then I remember one time when my kids was in San Diego. I know this is your program. And it was a lady going through, and she didn't know where she was going to get her rent money from. And my kids say, call my mom. Those are the kind of prayers that my mom pray and God answers.
How about
that? There you go.
Right. So they call me, and so, my kids told me nothing about what they said to this lady, so she told me what her problem was, and the time I started praying, I said, honey, God said, don't worry about it. You're going to have that money today, and I hung up. Sure enough, the lady went home, and, she was saved, and her husband wasn't saved, and somebody knocked on the door, came to pay her husband, and her husband was locked up somewhere in another town because of things that he was doing, you know. And so anyway, they paid her. She had her rent and had a little money left to give her husband what was left over. But anyway, that made him even later on became a Christian and all that in the Lord. So now the whole family is saved in San Diego now. But God just turned the whole situation that day around, yeah.
what a
so God is so good.
Yeah, I have a relative, Mel and Ruth Ely, that live out there in San Diego. I think they're with the Presbyterian Church, and they do a lot of work. They've been out there for a real long time doing a lot of healing and leading people to Christ, and it's just amazing.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. That's what it's about.
To see how God works. Well, it's like yes. Leah's got a good friend of hers that he's a Christian, country Christian musician, and he used to give me a saying. He says, don't go because you're booked. He says, you go because you're called.
That's right.
Amen.
So it's not important for you to know the name of the church you're just going. Show up.
That's right.
She told me yesterday. She said, Mama, the lady said she know that, you know, whatever, because of my kids. She said she know you the type of person that hear God, and God moves from that, and that's it. You know, so she wants you to come and speak at a church. I said, well, when? She said, well, Sunday. I said, well, okay.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah.
And the neat thing is that God can move in anyone, too.
That's
anyone
true.
There at that church, he can move there.
That's right. That's right.
Because of what he's given you to teach them. And that's wonderful. Oh. It just spreads from there, doesn't it?
Amen.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And I wanted to share this word with you. I don't know if you know who Smith Wigglesworth was. He was a powerful
man. Of course I do.
There you go.
But this was in our reading the other day, and I think half this book is highlighted and underlined and read by now. But it's really interesting. He says, the Holy Ghost is the great incentive to us all. He receives us all, he disperses all, and he re-echoes back the wonderful manifestations after he has had the call. So we must have life in the glorious order of the Spirit, united, illuminated, transformed all the time by the glorious regenerating power of the Spirit of Life of God.
Praise the Lord.
I'll have some
Amen.
Of that. I'll take that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
You bet. That's a great word.
And then people don't know, but you know how money is, you know. And sometimes, you know, like if when people give us money, you know, a lot of times when we're receiving a gift, we don't have to worry about where the gift is coming from, because when it's in our hand, it's being saint to turn to holy money.
Right. There you go.
You know?
Well, we were doing a study with Chuck Pierce on 50 Days to Staking Your Claim about 5 years ago, and it was literally a 50-day study, and I mean, there was a lot of reading and questions that were asked at the end. It was a very powerful study, and one of these particular things, when we got through reading, I can't recall what, we were in the Old Testament somewhere, it may have been either in Exodus or Joshua, and it was talking about that, you know, that as you're preparing your fields for rain, and as the Lord brings you that extra abundance, he said, you know, pray and ask the Lord to see if there's someone special that you need to bless.
Mm-hmm.
So we were praying about it, and we'd actually gotten an extra case that came in. It was over and above beyond everything else, and so we decided to make a special tithe. And so we'd gone into this pastor's office, and we were sitting there, and we were having a conversation with him, and I just reached over, and I said, we were led this morning that we needed to make a special blessing. And I said, and so with that, we wanted to give you this check.
Praise
and
God.
And he looked at that, and he started to cry, and then he started laughing. And he goes, so we kind of looked at one another, and he says, you know, my God will supply all your needs. And I said, well, yeah, he will. And he said, well, it's really interesting. He says, last night, my wife and I were ministering to a couple. And he said, and the Lord said, write them a check for this much money. And he said, and I was thinking, like, well, where am I going to get the money for this? Because I'm going to have to pull from somewhere else to write them a check. And he said, and you guys came in this morning, and he said, I was just finishing reading that my God shall supply all your needs. And he said, you guys walked in this morning and handed me the same amount of money.
How about that?
Praise God. Isn't it beautiful? Oh, glory.
Yes, you know, and it just, you know, and so what we've learned to do over the years is that, you know, we've got a, you know, we have an amount that God gives us that we're supposed to tithe on.
Mm-hmm.
And
praise
then
God.
We always have something else that comes up, and it's really kind of interesting. We'll be somewhere, and all of a sudden, you know, God will either touch Leah's heart or my heart, and it's like God says, write him a check.
Praise God.
And then you kind of say, even before you can say how much, he gives you a number.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
And Leah will either nudge me or I'll nudge her, and I'll say, you know, I think we're supposed to help this person out. And sometimes it's a check, sometimes it's cash. And
praise God.
Know,
amen.
She'll look at me and she'll go, okay, how much? And then I'll say something, or she'll say something to me, and we both look at one another and smile, because that's the same number that God gave them. And then we'll turn around and do that. And we never look over our shoulder to say, well, gosh, I wonder if that was deductible or not.
Yeah.
Praise God.
You know, you just do it and just go on, because our Lord will supply all of your needs. And if he doesn't bless somebody, bless them, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
Well, the thing is that besides that, he provides all our needs, and a lot of times he provides more than enough. And
yes,
that's
he does.
What we remember. So it's, you know, it's no skin off our neck, you know. We just do it because he said, and when we do, he blesses it.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, very good. Well, we'll be praying for you as you go to the unknown church to preach Sunday, and we know that
yes,
there will be hearts and lives changed at that service.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. God is such a great God.
Can't go wrong when you're preaching from his word, for sure.
That's right. It's going to be all him.
That's it. You just get up there and open your mouth and let him go.
And then I don't know nobody, so whatever God does is going to be fine.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, that's wonderful.
It's going to be all him.
I appreciate you sharing that. We can be in prayer for you.
Yes, pray. Yes, that'll be great.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Y'all be blessed.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Mary.
God bless you. I love you.
I love you, too. Thanks for all your prayers for my family. I was sharing with Brian and Leah earlier. My mom had her PET scan last Friday, and with the report yesterday, the cancer's staying in one spot. It's nowhere else in her body. So we're praising God.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank
now
God.
It's right there, and it needs to get out is my next prayer.
Yeah.
Leave her. Yeah. That's awesome.
Amen. Amen.
So how can we be praying for you, Montel?
I have been receiving such powerful and beautiful prayers from you and Leah and Mary and all my friends around the world. God has really been lifting me up, and
good.
I'm staying in the Lord, and I have faith, and it was answered prayer in my mom when we got that report, because I had prayed that, trusting God to just diminish it, get rid of it, and then it not go anywhere else, that he keeps his hand on there and keeps my mom. And that's why I want people to keep praying, because I truly believe my mom's going to be a great testimony. And the type
Amen.
Of and the type of cancer that that's been spoken upon her life, we don't claim it. We trust God that 9 chances out of 10, it's not found until after it has spread. So praise be to God. He let it come into the light. In perfect, you know, to me, it's the perfect timing. The doctors are even amazed. They have their, they're really optimistic. And one of the things I've been praying to is wherever my mom goes, that they'll see the power and the hope of God living in her, that she'll be a light even in the situation that she is in. And when she went for the test Friday, that's what they spoke out. They told my mom, they said, we know that he's with you. They said, we have never seen anyone with such hope and shining and handling a situation like this like you are. So that's an answer to prayer, too, because people are seeing God and his strength and power in my mom's life. He is holding her. I am so proud of her. And I thank God, because we don't cry. We want, if I see my mom's having a hard day, right away I'll put my hands on her and start to pray and say, we're not having this. Satan, you're a liar.
Amen.
My mom's being scared. And I truly believe my mom's going to be a great testimony, and people are going to see that God has the final say, that we're trusting his report in this. I have complete peace. I've shared that with Brian and Leah even. I have complete peace in this. And in the beginning, I did shed some tears. That's my beautiful mom. She was going through, and it was hard. It was hard to hear that word. Cancer is a very scary word. I don't care who you are. But God is just, I was thinking back to you and Leah on your journey, and how he came in and gave you peace over your daughter within that 48 hours. And I truly have a better understanding of that peace, because I was feeling things. I was hurting. That was my mother. And I just started praying to God. We started praising God. We started claiming victory. And God just dropped that peace in all of our family. And we're resting in that peace. And I want to encourage others. I did yesterday, I shared with you, have to go to the hospital. I had cervical neck strain, had severe swelling in my neck that was pushing on a nerve, causing me to be dizzy and my eyes to be blurry.
My
sciatic nerve, I have 2 discs in my back that are herniated, and there's a bone spur that was pushing on my sciatic nerve going down my leg into my toes. But I truly had been putting those things off and just praying through, because my mother needed me, and God has given me the strength to endure. But yesterday I knew I needed to be seen. But praise God, through prayer and the leading of a great doctor yesterday, I am feeling better. So, but right
thank
now you can pray for your dad. I was sharing with Brian earlier today. Yesterday my dad was taking a shower, cleaning. He went to put his arm. He took his arm behind his back, and when he did, something popped, and he went into excruciating pain. They think he broke a vertebra in his neck. So that is how you can be praying. Pray that everything will be okay for my dad, because he's wanting to be there for my mother, and he can't go now Thursday for surgery. So as you can see, the enemy just keeps trying to bring his darts. But I keep thinking of Brian and Leah's last teaching, the armor of God, and we're staying armored up. We're not letting it discourage us. We're staying strong as a family. We're holding on to God's word, and we're just going to keep marching in victory, and it's just going to be one testimony after another for God's glory, and that's what we're walking in. We're claiming them that we're believing.
Well, right
praise
now,
God.
I pray for your family. Father, I just lift up Montel, her mother, her father, and I pray in Jesus' name that your healing power will fall on both her parents, that they will be filled with your glory, not pain,
yes,
with your healing, not
yes,
illness. And Lord, we just pray for that. We stand firm on your word. Jesus, you healed anyone that came to you for healing, and I'm sure that her parents have come to you and said, help. So we just claim that right now. We want a wonderful report about the healing that you have done, because it's all about you, Lord. And I thank you in advance and praise you for your movement in this area. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I thank you all so much for your prayers, because I truly know that has been a part of my mom getting on her journey of faith, and she's standing strong, and she thanks a lot of all three of you. Sister Mary, when we was in the hospital, I shut the door, and I played your song, and my mom and I was reaching up, praising God, and it really blessed her. And then we listened to one of Brian and Leah's teachings on here on demands. One thing I love, you know, how you can go back and listen. So we tried to keep the atmosphere in her room set in a positive way, and I would pray, Father God, when people walk in, let them just fill you in this room. Let them know, you know, let them feel your power. And people were saying they could feel and they seen the love that our family had, and they said it was a beautiful thing, the hope. And my mom wrote up on her board, and she said every day she would write, even if it got erased, God and me's got question a great turning it into new wine. And she's walking in that, and she's trusting God, and I'm really proud of her. And I can't even say thank you enough. People like you, Sister Mary, and Brian and Leah, our family is forever grateful to all of you. You are such a blessing in our life. To have brothers and sisters praying for you and Brian and Leah, Andrew, you all seem to have the, it's just like God drops into your spirit when I'm really going through it, or my mom's having a hard day. One of you there either text messaging or calling me, and, you know, you bring me encouragement, and you bring me hope. And that's what I love about the family of God, that, you know, when we're going through, that we all have each other, and that we can lift each other, and that we love each other. And that's what it's all about. And I just thank God for bringing such beautiful brothers and sisters into my life. You guys truly are a blessing in my life, and God knows how dear you are in my heart and how much I love each and every one of your programs. And I was hearing from another sister in Christ that we're being heard in Brazil. I'm trying to remember all the places. I want to write them all down and send them to you guys. But there was like nine other places I was not aware of that we're being heard on. And it's like, wow, God, that's powerful. And that was good for me to hear with everything I'm going through. And I appreciate everyone's graciousness on the nights I haven't been able to broadcast, because I had to be with my mother. But thank God I had some time today. I was feeling better, and I was able to let Brian and Leah come on. I'm going to try to get on as many people as I can this week before my mom's surgery, because I will be with her Thursday at the hospital. And I'm trusting God in a good report, and I will keep everybody updated. But your shows are beautiful. I love Brian and Leah, always bring a smile to my face. I also learn a lot of great things. I love how they share bits of history. That's fun, and our listeners love that. You know, everyone has their unique way of teaching, and Brian's very gifted too at writing in his blog. And I do encourage you, Sister Mary. Their book is amazing. My daughter has read it. And the book is really amazing. It's just, you can truly feel that God was involved in it and in the leading of it. And I love how Brian and Leah each, like, they have different parts that they share in, like, from her viewpoint and perspective of what she might have been doing and how Brian did. But the thing I love the most about it is it glorifies God. And it has some beautiful things, even in the harshest one of the hardest things to go through in losing a child. I could never even imagine what God did in their life, and the strength that he gave to them through him is such a beautiful thing. And now, as I share, you know, it's a ministry going forth to encourage and to help others, and it's just, it's a powerful thing. And I encourage everybody. It's a beautiful, you know, one of the things that sticks with me, and every time I think about it, I start to weep. But one of the things that really stuck with me was as their daughter's service, and they made it about glorifying God. It was celebrating her life. They weren't focusing on all the negative aspects. They were trusting God. Mm-hmm. Brian played at his daughter's service. But one of the things that stuck out to me, Brian and Leah shared about a young man that was at their daughter's service. And he was saved, Sister Mary, and a year later that young man lost his life. That is powerful.
Oh, holy.
That stuck with me. Now, there's parts of the book that it stays with you because God shows this amazing journey. And it truly was a misery ministry. And Brian and Leah's ministry really reflects that in their life. And not just, you know, it's not just on the radio, it's something else. And it's just like with you, as you get to know people, you get to know the realness of them and their walk with God. You get to see their fruit. And I'm telling you something, they got bushels of it, and it's all good fruit. And just like with you, and the way they reached out to my mom, they sent her a card. And the smile that was on my mom's face when I gave her that card, it was priceless.
Praise God.
And, you
praise
know, when God. They called my dad, he was at the hospital with my mom. My dad could hear God in their life. Their phone call lifted him. And they truly do. They have that spirit of healing. And then with you, Sister Mary, you have that gift. You're a prayer warrior. And the time you pray, and Lee is a prayer warrior too. And it's just so beautiful. And it's like God's leading me in my spirit this morning. And I'm sharing from my heart because, you know, that's what Reaching Out Radio is about. Each and every one of our programs, it's not about our glory. We're not trying to be in the fame, in the limelight. We truly are about reaching out to the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, offering love and hope and encouragement through our teaching and through our own personal testimonies. And, wow, what a testimony Brian and Leah have in their life to know that they lost their only daughter. That their only daughter went home to be with the Lord and the peace he brought. But look at the work they're still doing for him. Look at the grace in their life and the love that they have for God and their obedience. What a beautiful ministry. And I consider it a privilege to have them as a part of Reaching Out Radio sharing. And I see God just keep growing them more and more, even in their writing. They're very gifted in all they do and the way they work together. When I get the scripts, it's amazing. And I just wanted to share that from my heart today because a lot of our listeners really don't know their story. But personally, I do, and you do. And I think it's so beautiful, the power, you know, that God can put in our life to get us through situations that we never anticipate in our life. And I thank God for each and every one of you and all of our listeners. And I encourage you to comment and, you know, to share your testimonies with them or to reach out as they share their information with you. Because Brian and Leah, even Sister Mary.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping, Brian and Leah, one day to get to come that way and get to hear you share and speak at a church. I would love that. Maybe me and Sister Mary both could travel together and be a part of that. But I just
love
want
it.
You to know.
Love
time.
It.
We got plenty of room here.
Praise God.
I would love that. And I keep thinking about that fried chicken.
Amen.
Fried chicken, you bet. Yeah, I need somebody else to come visit. It's time for me to cook some more. I haven't had any in a while.
Well, I really do appreciate you guys. And I wanted to share that from my heart because every day or as many times every listen, sometimes people don't call in, but they listen live. And we do have live listeners, and, you know, they may not know your story, and I agree with Sister Mary. I know you don't dwell on it, but the way every once in a while you bring it up, it's so powerful because what God did in your life, and I encourage people to get that book because you won't be able to put it down, I promise you that. The anointing led them in this. Brian was woke up in the middle of the night, and God gave him the title, and him and Lee are so obedient in their walk with God, and they let God It's beautiful. It's truly a beautiful book. And when Brian and when I first met him and Leanne, before we went on Mike King's and we did an interview, when they tell you that you'll be laughing and crying and you won't be able to put the book down, that's truth, because that's what I was doing. And it takes you like you're right there. And you can feel
God.
The pain. You can feel the strength of God come down upon it. And it's just, it truly is, it's just a beautiful work of God. That's the best way I can put it into words. But it's been encouragement in my life. And isn't God great how he brings people into our life to strengthen us, to encourage us, to be a part of our journey? I love how God does that in our life. And that's
Amen.
He brought you to my life. He's brought Brian and Lee into my life. He brought Evangelist Jerry Bliss into my life, Sister Laura Maxwell, all over in the UK. Ministry. They share. They're both, saved and were part of the occult. God is doing some amazing things on Reaching Out Radio. And each of us are being a part of it in our own unique way. And it just continues to grow. Not able to broadcast. That is hard on me. But right now, God had it on my heart that I needed to be with my mom, because my mom calls me her little ray of sunshine. And when my mom's going, it leads me how to pray with her. And I don't care if I'm in public, where I'm at, I'm going to pray for people. If God leads me, I'm ashamed of that. And my mom knows that. And if she's in the doctor's office and needs prayer, I'm going to pray with her. So I do appreciate your understanding and everybody, the listeners' understanding, for some of the broadcasts that haven't went for us, and for the ones of you that have been gracious and understanding that I needed to be there with my mother in this time. But I know there's going to be a testimony, and I'm just looking forward to what God's going to do. And Brian and Leah will help my mom and I eventually. They'll be a part in helping us get on the right path to write our testimonial book for her journey of faith. So I'm claiming
the Lord.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you. I'm humbled by your praise. I appreciate that.
You're humbled.
Humbled.
Oh, humbled.
Well, humbled is how you
say it. Hey, and did Leah was nudging me over here. Sister Mary, did you ask something earlier about how much the book was?
And where?
Well, no, I didn't ask you, but how much is it? Because I'm thinking about getting my grandkids one for Christmas because they're in college, and that's going to be a great book for them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Usually, the book is like $12.99. You add tax, it comes out to about $14. And by the time that you add shipping, I think it usually works out to about $18.82 if you buy it from the website.
Okay.
And so if you decide you want to get more than one book, like if you want to get three, what I tell people is to contact me, and then what I'll do is I'll just use a one-price shipping. I can get three paperback books in a flat-rate shipping box with the Postal Service. And so I'll save you about two shipping charges that way. And so
So
if you wanted to get three books, just think about this. If you wanted to get three books, if you write me a check for $45 and send it down here to us, then I can ship you three books in a box, and then you can have them there and be ready to give them out as Christmas presents or gifts or hand it out to anybody that needs it.
And then, too, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? I think when I give it to my grandkids, they go to college, a Christian college, and it might just be a while for around school.
Ah.
Great.
That'd be awesome.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. So, I'll do that pretty soon.
Well,
I'll do that pretty
soon. Like I said, when you get ready, just call me.
Okay.
Give us a call at 979-357-2215, and we'll just work out the particulars with you.
Okay, that'd be good. Okay.
Yeah.
I love the servant's heart that you want to share the Lord with them, and that's awesome.
Well, you know what? We need to tell the word, give it everywhere we go. You know, I can't go anywhere without witnessing the people. Sometimes people don't like it, but I don't care because they don't know where I came from to now.
And you just hit on a very important thing here, because I didn't want to take up too much time since we're over. But, you know, one of the important things is it says that Jesus told us that we were supposed to go make disciples. He didn't say make converts. He said disciples.
Right, amen.
And over and over again, I tell people, I said, if you're hung up because you don't know what to say, you don't have the right words, and if you feel inadequate because you don't have all of the scripture verses memorized, those will come in time. What's most important is Jesus said that we're supposed to be out there sharing the good news of the way, because he is the truth, the life, and the way. And all that you need to tell somebody is your testimony of what Jesus did for you. They can't refute it, and that's what will bring them to Christ.
Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes.
So
amen.
You're doing what you're doing, and that's what it's all about, you know. And when somebody says, well, I don't like that, just say, well, I can't tell you what to believe, but what I can tell you is I know what he did for me.
Amen.
I know how he changed my life, and that's the most important thing.
Amen. We know he's real. Praise God.
That's right.
So that's awesome. And I love your heart that you want to share.
Oh, yes.
So,
that's what it's
Father,
about.
Father, I just lift up both Mary and Montel to you.
Yes.
And, Father, we lift up the Reaching Out Radio program. And, that Father, we pray that you would bless these women of Christ, that, Father, that you would bless them in their testimony, bless them in their health, bless them in their coming and going, bless everything that their hands touch.
Yes.
Father, give them new and improved ideas. Give them places of where that they need to sow seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And, Father, and it's all about reaping, and that's the most important thing, because, Father, the more that we sow, the more that we can reap, and the more that we reap, the more that we can give away. And, Father, that we have to be on top of this thing on a daily basis, Father, because it's really important as we minister to other people, as we talk to them about planting those seeds and about moving forward, it's really, really important, Father, that they understand that God has given them a great, great opportunity to bring about, to help bring in the harvest of souls before his second return.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Father, the thing that we need to remember is that the more seeds that I plant, the more that I can give away. And that we have to learn to plant by faith and not by our feelings. We have to learn to plant right now. And here is something that's really important to remember. Perfection paralyzes the potential.
Amen.
So
thank you, Lord.
You've got to be perfect in everything. That perfection paralyzes that potential. And so,
praise
Father,
God.
As they say, that when you've got a need, plant a seed.
Yep.
Praise
and
God.
So, Father,
amen.
We thank you for that. We thank you for the way that you work in the lives of Montel. We lift up her mom and her dad, her son, her daughter, and anyone else, and even her that are having some ailments. And that, Father, that these are all distractions from the enemy. And so, Father, we speak against any illnesses, any infirmities, and by the blood of Jesus and by his stripes that we are saved, we are healed. And, Father, that we tell Satan and his demonic beings, be gone. Be cast out from here, be crushed down into small little fine sand, and be thrown into the deepest, darkest part of the ocean that you can find. And, Father, we ask all these things in your name because you remind us of your word that says, therefore I tell you, if you ask for anything in prayer, believe that you've already received it, and it shall be given to you. And so, Father, we take that promise, we remind you of that promise, and we speak that promise out into the atmosphere. And, Father, we ask for all of these blessings amongst the station and everyone that is involved. Bless their ministries and bless their families. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and
amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Amen.
Okay.
Well, back to you, Montel.
Again,
I was just going to ask you, Brian, is how many part series is these teachings going to be? That's the one thing I did forget to ask you, the ones you're doing, your new ones.
Well, we figured this next one will probably be a 4-part because there were 7 nations. And so there's, we just didn't want to breeze through and say, oh, hi, here's who they are. Thanks for tuning in, because we think that there's something special about each nation that applies not only to them, but also applies to our life. And so We'll plan on using this as a 4-part, and as we move forward from there, we'll just go however God interprets that. Of course, we'll make that phone call to you first so that you'll have a heads up.
Yeah.
Right, God.
Well, I love all your teachings. I'm always excited to get your new ones, but I do like to ask because people do like to know if there are certain part series. And also I want to remind everybody, Brian and Leah have several other on-demand as well as Sister Mary Grable. You can go back. I encourage you to listen to their teachings because there's anointing in all of them. there's great ways that they teach, and God's hand is leading them. They're obedient to the Spirit. It's all about glorifying God and not themselves. And it blesses my life. I love to go back and listen to the on-demand at the hospital. What a blessing that, you know, I could go and I could click on this and I could get ministered to, you know, right there in the midnight hour at the hospital. That's one thing I love that God does with the internet radio. And it was a blessing. And my mom and I just, we listen together and we pray together. So I encourage you, go back and listen to the on-demand and maybe ask yourself, how can I help, you know, Reaching Out Radio to go forth or to help these other ministries go forth? Just by doing that, listen and share. Share to your friends, your families, to your groups, whatever it may be. And I promise you will be blessed in the teachings. I am blessed to work with some amazing men and women of God. And I give God all the glory in that. He knew what he was doing. He knew the obedient ones. He knew that we would all come together as a family in Christ and that we would work together and support each other. So God gets the glory in that. He already had it set in motion. We were just obedient and we're just adhering to the calls in our life. So I give God the glory in that. And again, Brian, Leah. Yes, your name's Brian now. Brian and Leah will be on again Tuesday. Every Tuesday morning at the same time, God willing. And Sister Mary is typically on with it on Saturday nights at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every once in a while, we have a schedule change as things go on in our own lives or in my life. But we keep the word going for us. And it's all really about being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And I love all these ministries. And I just love to see what God's doing in each of your lives. And I really appreciate the fact that you all support one another and call in and listen to each other's shows as well. I think that's amazing. And that truly shows us about glorifying God and supporting your brothers and sisters in Christ. So I just think that's an amazing and beautiful thing. But I love you all. I look forward to your teaching again next week, Brian and Leah. And Sister Mary, for when you share again, just
love
keep
you.
On keeping it exciting. And I encourage you in that, even just with what my family is going through. There is power in prayer, and God is still in control. Don't hold on. Don't listen to the report of the enemy. Trust God's report. He will keep you in your darkest hour. And no matter what we're going through, he's still God, and he's worthy of praise. And as we work through our faith and through our praise in our situations, God truly does turn them around, and that's what he's doing in my mom's life and in our life and what he did in Brian and Leah's life. God is a mighty, loving, powerful, sovereign God. He's there with you in every situation, and so many times people want to blame God, but we need to understand many times in our own life it's disobedience and getting outside of the boundaries like Brian and Leah is talking about, not acknowledging the leading of the Spirit, not being still knowing that he's God, that gets us into situations, and even many times in our health, the body is the temple. The Spirit lives within the temple. We're not to pollute the temple. And we need to acknowledge that when we're putting things into our body, various things that can bring harm, it's not God bringing things upon us. It's our own decisions, many times our own sin. And I encourage people to know, don't blame God. Really look at the sin in your life and what you're going through. But know this, God is the answer, and he will make a way. And I want to encourage you that today. And that's what God's really taught my family and all that we're going through. And he continues
Praise
to grow
God.
Us and to use this as a testimony in my mom's life, just like he has with Brian and Leah. I love you guys, and I just appreciate you. And just keep on doing what you're doing in all your life. And Sister Mary, God be with you Sunday. I know that he's going to use you in a mighty way. He always does.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity, Montel, because we already feel like we're family. So this is a good thing.
And I'm thinking on the same lines as Sister Mary, too, that I think your books would be, you know, great gift for a person, you know, Christmas, birthday, whatever it may be. I think it's great too for like a youth group. It would be a great book for a youth group to read together.
Because Amen.
Daughter's story and such a healing, there's a healing power in it. So I'm going to see about getting some of those myself to give out as gifts because it's really the work of God. I love you guys.
I love everybody.
And I want to go out with one of my favorite songs of yours, Brian, one of your instrumentals I love is The Hiding Place. And when you feel to close out today, I would like to end with that. It's just, it's so beautiful. Your music is so anointed, and it really does just take you into a different atmosphere, and you can just feel the power and the presence of God when you listen to your music, and I thank God for that gift in your life as well.
Awesome.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
He'll be the first to tell you, Montel, that it's all God. It's not
amen.
Him.
Amen. Jesus.
And that's awesome.
Love
and
you all.
We love you.
And his music testifies to that, because you can feel the anointing, and you know when God is in the midst of something. So the same with Sister Mary and her music, and it's a true blessing.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, love you, sister.
Love you guys too.
Have a blessed week.
You too, and I will keep everyone posted on my mom. And I think, and I hear it in my mind, we are family, and I'm happy.
Yes,
yes. Indeed.
We are. You have a blessed day, and give your mom a kiss for it.
I will, and I want to share this song. Brian Faust with everyone, The Hiding Place. May it bless you. And in your time when you feel like you just want to go in and you need to press in to God, know that he will meet you there. And this is some great music for you, just to rest in his presence, to pray and to seek God. And trust me, he will show up when you seek him. As I said earlier, here at Reaching Out Radio, we love you, but God loves you more. And we want God to be glorified in all that we do.
Praise God. God have it all in his hands, fully done. Praise God. Thank you.